What if the mark that separates you from fear and defeat isn't just a belief, but a bold banner of Christ's blood that changes how you face life's toughest moments? Discover why this truth can empower you to stand strong when the world pressures you to back down. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you have not checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. All right, we're going to have a great time today. We are in our Justified series. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and or place in that Washington Defender huddle. So what is our goal with your drive in this morning? We want to change your heart before you show up at that workplace and you got to interact with other people. That's what we're doing. We're giving you the word of God to change your daily life with God. Because how many of us, if we're honest, if we get so busy, we forget to have our devotions or we don't spend our quality time with God. I hope you're doing more than this devotion. But I also know if you can't, hey, I'm a good Band-Aid. I'm able to jump on in there and bring the word of God to you by reading it to you and then slightly discussing it. If you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. We're ending the end of the year, and I would love to encourage you to give a one-time gift of any amount. Would be greatly appreciated so we can keep FPIW or FPIW Action moving forward. Also, if you're a monthly partner, thank you again. We greatly appreciate that as well. It doesn't matter if it's $5 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month. Everyone does a little bit of something, and we can keep standing for biblical values in the public square. So we're going to go down to Romans chapter 5, verse 9. I've been asked, Pastor Brian, why do you go over the other 8 verses? I want to always give you the context. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You have the Holy Spirit. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, Paul is going to do something amazing in verse 9. Much more than that, even greater than all that, even much bigger than all that, having now been justified by his blood. So do you remember in chapter 4, verse 25, it says that the cross or the death was for our transgressions and his resurrection was for our justification? So he just went through. This is so cool if you get a hold of this. He just went through all these things, dead for sins, you know, all that kind of stuff. But even more than that, the resurrection of Jesus Christ dwelling in you through the power of the Holy Spirit has justified you by his blood. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. Do you know how deep of a theology that is for us today? That God is going to save us from the wrath of God through him. Through who? Through Jesus. Even much more than his taking down our sins and taking away that idea of our identity of being a sinner and imputing on us that we are now saints. Even more than all of that, he's saving us from the wrath of God through him. Do you know if you get a hold of this one concept? Compassion and heart should be to save people from the wrath of God. We forget that. He's not a gigantic Santa Claus who's a cuddly bear who winks and, you know, glitter pops out of his rear end and goes about his way. That's not God. God is almighty, true, righteous, holy, just, avenger of evil, you know, stands for righteousness and holiness, is righteous and holy. He's for all of that. He calls evil, evil. He calls good, good. He is a just God. So he says, much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. This is why I firmly don't believe we have replacement theology of the church replacing Israel, nor do I believe that the Christian, the true believer in Jesus Christ is going through the tribulation, through the wrath of God. I believe that God rescues us or saves us from his wrath through Jesus Christ. And that is the blessing of being the bride of Christ. Now, I know for us guys and dudes, it's hard for us to really think about being a bride. But whatever that is, it's not a transgender thing. It's just God's wording. So let me remind you of some things. By his blood, you were justified by faith. By his blood, you were introduced to God's grace almighty through Jesus Christ. You have an introduction to God's grace. Unmerited favor for you today by the blood of Jesus Christ over your heart. Remember in the Old Testament when the wrath of God was going to come over the Egyptians because they would not let the Israel go? And when the wrath was going to come, they put blood on their doorposts, right? Isn't that powerful? I mean, I don't know about you, but this is what it's saying for us today. He's saying, you got blood on your doorpost. I love that. Think about that. So the wrath of God is there and introducing you. I mean, the wrath of God, the blood by his blood is introducing you to Jesus, saving you from the wrath of God. Okay, I fumbled that, stumbled a little bit, but figure it out. By his blood, you will make it through tribulation. Now, you just said, Pastor Brian, you just said we're not going through the tribulation. Yeah, this is tribulations. This is variety of challenges in our daily life. This is not the tribulation. In other words, right now we're experiencing the attack of the enemy. They'll come when God says enough is enough and people are going to experience the righteousness of Almighty God. That's coming. It's coming, I believe, very, very short. And you need to repent and let the blood of Jesus Christ be on your heart and your mind and your soul. It is not a threat. It's the word of God. It's right here. It's right here in this word. We need to be able to defend our faith and stand for what is righteous. By his blood, you have perseverance. The blood of Jesus Christ over your doorpost causes you to persevere. It also causes, sometimes when people see that blood over your doorpost, causes you to have more tribulation or persecution. Now think about that for a minute. I saw today on, I don't know what it was, like, I think it was Amir Safadi's channel, where I think it's in Sudan or one of the, I'm not sure where it was at actually, but a car of kidnappers tied a person to it and made them run. And of course, if they fall down, they're going to get drugged and strangled to death by the car. Horrible, horrible, horrible Christian persecution happening all around the world. And I am so, so sorry that is happening. And I need you to know, and I want you to know, as we have a comfort of living in the United States, that it is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important that if we cannot persevere when our biggest delay is not getting our latte on time from our coffee shop, if we can't persevere through that, what makes you think that when you are tied to the side of a car and say, deny Jesus or run as long as we drive, and if you don't, you're going to die? What changes? You've got to learn perseverance. You got to get some oomph in your step. You got to begin to walk in the things of God in such a way that the blood of Jesus Christ propels your character to a proven character. For as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. We are not going to give up. We are not going to shut up. We are not going to sit down. We are going to proclaim the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, the risen Savior, the Holy One, the Alpha, the Omega, all that he is in our hearts and in our minds, and he is developing the character of Christ to be valiant warriors, bought with a price, blood of Jesus over us, so that we may stand strong in that day of trial. And when you see God come through, either because you're taken to eternity or because he stepped into the injustice that you're experiencing, it creates hope inside of you. Do you know the blood of Jesus Christ creates hope inside of you? Because you are experiencing by the blood of Christ, the love of God being poured out in your heart and in your mind. You are experiencing right now at this time that Christ has died for your sins and given you newness of life. And that much more than having been justified by his blood, you will be saved from the wrath of God through Jesus. So what's our public square application for today? I forgot to write it in here, but one, when you walk into that workplace today, are you walking in knowing that you've been marked by the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, that the blood of Jesus Christ is on your life? Or are you just a coward that's going to bow down and do the things that the world wants you to do and somehow give in to them? What are you going to be today? Courageous or cowardly? What are you going to be today? Are you going to be bold as a lion and humble as a lamb? Are you going to deliver the gospel message in humility, but be bold and actually deliver the gospel message? I believe that today is the day that you do that. Today is the day that you tell people the wrath of God is coming and God wants to save you from it. Now, some may be thinking, how can the wrath of God motivate? Well, if you believe that God is neutered and a eunuch and not powerful and a lion of Judah, then why live a holy life? Why live a godly life? Why love your neighbor? But if God is the Lion of Judah, a valiant warrior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who has both commandment, compassion, and requires obedience, and he empowers us. If that is who God is, then how can I not serve him? How can I not bow down to him? How can I not allow the blood of Jesus Christ to be written over my doorpost or placed over my doorpost? How can I not glorify him, bring him honor, and bring him joy today so that he may know that you are the servant, he is the master, that you are following after the very commandment of God to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Today is the day of salvation. Stand bold, stand proud, stand confident, stand in such humility that you are going to be used by God, saying, God, here I am, use me, and see what God does. See what God does with your life today. He might just use you mightily to lead someone to Jesus Christ. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Will you tell someone about Jesus today? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. We thank you for this Justified series, Just As If I Never Sinned. God, that is the most important thing, that you have called us into righteous standing with you. You have purified us. You have set us apart. You have allowed us to walk in power and might of the Holy Spirit today. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, noses to smell, all the things that are happening in the spirit realm around us. Not so we can be freaked out, bragging, or somehow puffed up, but so we can be a part of what you are doing to find the lost, the down, the outcast, the hurting. And God, let us go out and tell somebody about Jesus today. God, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.